KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight for a big Camden Conference matchup between state-ranked Camby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Both teams are on the floor, getting a good crowd here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. And, well, I'm in a new broadcast position. I've been broadcasting sports in the Dawson Boyd gym here for many, many years, and I'm on the top row now. I started in the press box and this by the net scoreboard with Janelle doing volleyball, and then they moved me over to corner on the floor, and now I'm up on the top row. Very top row on the visitor's side here in the gym, so a little different perspective for me as I get to see the whole gym and kind of far away, but we'll make it work. But looking forward to this matchup tonight between the Lancers and the Blackjacks. The Blackjacks come in with a record of 2-5 early in the season here. They had a big tournament this past weekend, and they went went 1-4, 1-3, excuse me. In Montevideo this past weekend, and things didn't work out too well because Reese Johnson sprained her ankle really bad, so Reese is going to be out for maybe a couple weeks, one of the Blackjack starters, and so Reese is out, and Bailey Boffin got stitches in the bottom of her gym, or bottom of her chin, I suggest say, and so the Blackjacks kind of without a couple of their key players. Camby, on the other hand, they are state ranked. They're number 6 in the Class A state rankings. As a matter of fact, Camby has the Camden Conference has a number of teams in the top 10, or Southwest Minnesota, I should say, has a number of top teams ranked in the top 10. We'll get that in a little bit. But Coach Janae Wright and the Lancers starting out the season very well, seated number 6 in Class A, and they have a record of 5-3. And Camby, they were in the Southwest tournament in Marshall this past weekend, and they did very well. They got into the championship rounds, as I heard. And, you know, there are 3 losses Camby has are the state-ranked teams. RTR, they lost last week to 2 weeks ago to RTR. And then in the tournament in Marshall, they lost to 3A team schools, Lakeview North and Maple Grove. Lakeview North was seeded 4, and Maple Grove 9th in their class. So, you know, some tough competition there in Marshall this past weekend. So, we'll see what the Lancers can do here. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your starting lineups all season long brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. For the visiting Camby Lancers, number 1, Emily Nelson. She's a 5'8 sophomore setter. Number 2, Bryn Cockleman. She's also a center, right side, in a 5'5" sophomore. Number 3, Jaren Hausman. She's a 5'2" defensive specialist, a sophomore. Number 4, Carly Wollum. Wollum's an outside hitter, 5'9" sophomore. Number 6, Grace Hansen, a middle blocker, 5'8" sophomore. As you notice, I'm saying sophomore a lot. It's amazing. Number 9, Brooklyn Kindop, the only senior on the roster. She's a middle blocker, 6 foot, senior. Number 18, a little barrel player, and she's outstanding in the back row, Aaliyah Rangard. Aaliyah's 5'3" and a junior. So the Lancers start 5 sophomores, 1 junior, and 1 senior, and they're ranked 6th in Class A. They are coached by Janae Wright. Janae is in her 19th season as a head coach. She coached, I think, 13 or 14 seasons at Lincoln High, and 6 seasons here as head coach with the Lancers. So Janae Wright, the head coach, Carrie Wollum, and Lori Rangard, the assistant coaches for Canby. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're starters. And here's a good one. She's only a freshman. She's an outside hitter, 5'8", Caden Perkins. Number 5, Ayanna Hastet. Ayanna's a middle blocker, 5'8", senior. Number 7, Bailey Bothan. Bailey's a center, 5'7", junior. Number 9, Rachel Jorgens. Jorgens is also a center, 5'5", senior. Libero player is Lindsay Lund. Lindsay's a defensive specialist, 5'7", junior. Number 12 is an outside hitter and a captain and a senior, Allison Esling. And number 13, a middle blocker, 6-foot, senior, Haley Anderson. The Blackjacks are coached by head coach Haley Grittmacher, assisted by Amber Omlin. And Coach Grittmacher just taking her team to the side here. Before the warm-ups, the elementary volleyball players, and there's a lot of them here in Dawson, they followed the varsity volleyball players out on the court, ran around the court, helped them warm up a little bit. That was kind of cool to see. And so there's elementary volleyball here tonight. Good, Coach Haley Grittmacher's doing a fine job with the Dawson Boyd volleyball program here. All right, that was your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Let's take a look at the schedule in the Camden Conference tonight. Big one at La Caparo Valley tonight. The Eagles are hosting the number one ranked team in Class A, the Minneota Vikings. They're the defending state champions. Tracy Milroy Ballatin is at RCW. Ortonville's on the road to Clare City to take on McRae tonight. Lakeview's at KMS, and YME's at Central Minnesota Christian. That's your Camden Conference matchups tonight. In the West Central Conference, Montevideo's at home. Montevideo's hosting Benson. West Central area's at Bold. Minnewaska is at state-ranked Sauk Center. And of course, this afternoon, haven't got any results yet, but we'll be getting some results before we go off the air tonight. Coach John Sherb and the Dawson Boyd La Caparo Valley cross-country team. They're at Little Crow Golf Course outside of Spicer for a huge cross-country meet. 17 teams participated at Little Crow Golf Course this afternoon. And we'll see the cross-country team this coming Tuesday. They will be hosting at the Madison Golf Course. I know Camby Minneota will be there. And Allison Peschick and the Camby Minneota cross-country team having a fantastic season early on here, so they'll get to compete against Dawson Boyd La Caparo Valley, and that's a rival in cross country, so we'll see how that goes. Come on out to Madison cross golf course this coming Tuesday. I think it starts at 4:30 on Tuesday. Of course, the Dawson Boyd La Caparo Valley girls tennis team, they played at Morris this afternoon. Haven't had any results there yet. I think they bumped the time up there to beat the rain. I think it started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And there's a swim meet. Montevideo's hosting a swimming meet in Montevideo against the Marshall Tigers. That's your schedule in the Southwest Conference tonight on this Thursday night. So that wraps up our Subway pregame show. And we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. And we'll be back after a couple minutes after a word from our fine sponsor.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, No matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
School for tonight's Camden Conference matchup tonight between the Camby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The introductions are being made. Coach Haley Gridmacher is actually out there introducing the Dawson Boyd Elementary Volleyball players. There must be close to 50 of them out there. And they're being introduced in front of the large crowd here. Big thrill for those girls, that's for sure. As I mentioned, Dawson Boyd comes with a record of 2-5. They opened up their season in Graceville on September 5th, and they lost to the Wolverines 3-0. And then they beat Murray County Central at home 3-1. And then they played in that Montevideo tournament last Saturday. They beat Montevideo 2-0. And then they lost to state-ranked Wabasso 0-2. They lost to Painesville 0-2 and Cedar Mountain 0-2 in the Montevideo tournament. This past Tuesday, they were in Cottonwood, and they lost 3-0 to the Lakeview Lakers. So they're looking to rebound tonight against the Camby Lancers. The Camby Lancers, with a record of 5-3, are currently ranked number 6 in Class A. They opened up their season with the first two wins. On the road, actually, they went to Slayton, beat Murray County Central 3-0. And then they were in Pipestone, beat the Arrows 3-0. And then they hosted RTR Knights, who were state-ranked, I believe, at number 4. Knights currently have a record of 7-3. They lost to the Knights 3-1. Then they played in the Southwest Challenge at SMSU at the RE facility in Marshall the Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, last weekend. And they beat River Falls, Wisconsin, and Perham, and they lost to state-ranked Lakeview North and Maple Grove in the Southwest Challenge there in Marshall. And then on Tuesday, they hosted Central Minnesota Christian, beat the Blue Jays 3-0. So that's where we're at there with how these teams are doing early on in the season. As we look at the polls in Class A, as I mentioned, Mineota is currently ranked number one. And it's Mabel Canton, they're ranked number two. Mayor Lutheran is ranked number three. Remember, Mayor Lutheran and Mineota played a five-set state championship match at the XL Energy Center last year. It was a thrilling five-set win for the Vikings. I believe it was like 18-16 in set five there. RTR's ranked fourth, Fillmore Central fifth, Camby's ranked sixth, Bowles ranked seventh, Bethlehem Academy ranked eighth, Wabasso's ranked ninth, and Ada Borup West is ranked 10th. So you can see there's one, two, three, four, five teams out of the top 10 are from Southwest Minnesota. That's pretty, saying a lot about the volleyball programs here on this part of the state. All right, here we go, folks. Glad you're with us on Q92. Remember, the Blackjacks are without Reese Johnson tonight as she sprained her ankle in Montevideo this past weekend. She's in street clothes on the bench. Here we go. Serving is Rachel Jorgens. Goes into the back row. Camby in their bright orange uniforms. Blackjacks in their black. Here's the outside hit. And it's a kill there by number 12, Allison Esling. And the Blackjacks lead 1-0. Great. Jorgens serves again into the back row. It goes. The libero player. Now a drive and a kill by number four for Camby, Carly Wollum. Wollum with the kill. And Camby will serve. Brooklyn Kindop, the only senior on the roster. She's 6 foot, and she serves a tight one in the Lund. She passes it up, and Hastead hits it out of bounds. Point Camby. And Lancers lead 2-1. Yeah, amazing what the kind of job Janae Wright has done with the Lancers in the last few years. Oh, a nice pancake dig there by Caden Perkins. And the Blackjacks get it over the net. What a play by Perkins. Now she saves that one in the back row, but the Blackjacks hit it out of bounds. Point Camby. 3-1. Yeah, Coach Janae Wright, starting five sophomores. And what a talented group they are. Here's a serve by Kindop. Blackjacks get it over on the third hit with Jorgens. Now hitting the ball is Wollum for the third time. Back to the Blackjacks. Here's Boffin with a big hit. Oh, what a dig by Kindop. Rangard pushes it up to the front of the net. Here's a set by Nelson. And it's over the net. Back to Nelson, the back sets this one, and a drive there by Cockleman, and it's good. What a set by Emily Nelson, and then Bryn Cockleman finished it off on the outside. 4-1, Canby. Canby attacks. They attack all the time. The serve goes in the lawn. Nice pass by Lindsay up to Boffin, and the Blackjacks get it over. And the Camby can't hit it over. That was a nice play there by Allison Esling. Esling with the point, and it's 4-2, Camby. Coach Haley Gritmacher out there. Now she's showing Esling where to serve the ball. Goes in the middle. Nice dig. I think that's Rangard or Hausman. Hausman with the dig, but it goes out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. It's 4-3. Blackjacks down by a point. The serve again goes into Hausman. Digs it up. Passes it up. Here's a drive from the outside by Wollum. It's out. And, folks, we are tied 4-4. Blackjacks were down 4-1. Now they have run off three straight points here. And Esslane serves again. This time it goes, well, it goes into Hausman again. Hit from the outside there by Cockleman. And Boffin plays it off the net. Whoa, what a nice play by Esslane to get it over the net. And the Blackjacks score again. And Dawson Boyd takes the lead 5-4. Allison Esslane has the volleyball. Ooh. Serve goes into the corner. Cambio Nelson, instead of setting, will throw it over the net. Now here's Perkins with a kill. Caden Perkins with her first kill. She is on fire this year so far, and she is only a ninth grader. Very, very good young ball player. Esslane serves in the corner. Goes to Wollum, passes up front, hitting over Cockleman. She just kind of underhanded that one and got the point. Bryn Cockleman, her second kill, 6-5 now. Camby serving. They're down by a point to the Blackjacks. The serve goes in the Lund. The set, oh, too far. The set was by Jorgen. Oh, wait. They're going to say a net error there on Canby. I didn't see that. So they're going to give the point to Dawson Boyd. So it's a two-point lead for the Blackjacks. Serve goes in. Canby can't go. Handle it. It's an ace serve for number 12, Esslane. Or Hastad, excuse me. 8-5. Serve goes into Verhelst. Here's a big hit by Nelson from the outside, and Camby gets the point. Number 18, Rangard. She's a libero player. She's in the back row. Excuse me, that was Rangard, not Verhelst. So Dawson Boyd with a two-point lead, and there's a serve out of bounds by Camby's number 4, Carly Wollum, on the side court. So a three-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 9-6. Substitutes coming in. Boffin will serve in the Rangard. She bumps it up to Cockleman. Here's a hit by a left-handed Emily Nelson. Haley Anderson gets it over for Dawson Boyd. The set and a drive by Nelson. It's out. Point Dawson Boyd. And the Blackjacks have a 10-6 lead on the state-ranked Lancers here in set one. Boffin serves out of bounds. Too long on the backcourt. Paul Ramo tonight here in Blackjack Country, Dawson Boyd High School. So far here, it's a good set between the Blackjacks and the Lancers. Rangard with the serve. Now over to Hastad. Blocked at the net there by Cockleman, or no, Kindop blocked it, and it's a point for Canby. 10-8, Dawson Boyd. Rangard run jump serve, goes into Hastad Perkins. Here's Boffin, hitting the ball over is Emerson Olson. She's in for the first time tonight for Dawson Boyd. The set, Perkins throws it over with two hands. I think she got, oh, a double, four hit. Not sure what that call is. It was against Camby. So Dawson Boyd gets the point. Caden Perkins with the serve. Goes into number 5, Dreesen. The Lancers pass it up. And we're going to have a point. I think that was a carry or a double hit there by the Blackjacks. It's 11-9. Two-point lead. 11-9, Dawson Boyd. Camby serving. This is Nelson. She throws it in. Oh, a nice dig by Perkins. Blocked at the net there by number 9. That's Kindop. And now we got a whistle. Stoppage of play. A carry called on Dawson Boyd. And so it's just a one-point lead now for the Blackjacks here in set one. Emily Nelson, the sophomore, is serving. She She's a left-handed and gets it over to Essling. Essling will throw it over to net and gets the point. That was a nice set there. I think it was a set by Olsen or Anderson. Lindsay Lund comes off the bench to serve. 2-point lead for Dawson Boyd. And Lund, oh, she smoked that one way out of bounds. Point Camby. Substitution for the Lancers. Hoseman comes in to serve. And out is Dreesen. A lot of sophomores on this roster for Coach Janae Wright. Serve goes into Lund. Olsen. Over to net it goes. Here's Nelson with the set. Look at this powerful hit here by Carly Wollum. Holy cow. That was a power hit there by Wollum. And she can jump. She's 5'9", outside hitter. That was a nice set by Nelson. 12-12, tied up. Perkins will get it over in the middle of the court. Rangard passes up to Nelson. Here's a slide and a hit there by Kindoff. And, oh, what a save! Blackjacks get it over. What a play by Dawson Boyd. And now the Lancers fan on it. Oh, what a save by Perkins and Boffin. Oh, that was athletic. They're sacrificing their body in the back row. I think that was Perkins. And the Blackjacks. Oh, wait a minute. I apologize. They're going to give a point to Camby there. Not sure why. 13-12. Now they're going to give a point to the Blackjacks, and we're tied up 13-13. What an entertaining first set this has been. Olsen comes out, and Jorgens back in for Dawson Boyd. Serves into Rangard. Nelson setting up. Guess who? Blocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. Carly Wollum does it again from the outside. She looks taller than 5'9". The roster says 5'9", but she looks a lot taller. Lindsay Lund passes it up to Jorgens. Here's Boffin from the outside. Saved in the back row there by Hausman. And now the Blackjacks can't get it over. And Camby has a 2-point lead, 15-13. Camby students here are here in big numbers. It's neon night here for Camby Lancer students. And the Blackjacks fail to get it over on the third hit. And a big run, a run here for Camby now, 16-13. And the senior, Brooklyn Kindoff, with the serve. Goes into Jorgens. Here's Perkins, hits it out of bounds. And another point for the Lancers. 17-13, Camby. Kindoff again serves in the Lund. Boffin with the set. Hasted will hit it over the net. Nelson setting, a back set. And a drive from the outside by Cockleman. And Coach Haley Anderson's calling a timeout. It's 18-13 Camby here in set one. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Hi, it's Ayanna Hassett from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Camby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Welcome back to Dawson, everyone. Timeout's over. Camby leading the Blackjacks 18-13. I have an update from La Caparo Valley High School. The Eagles are taking on the number one ranked team, Mineota Vikings. They're already in the third set at the Eagles Nest. Mineota took the first set, 25-13. They took the second set, 25-14. And so Mineota has a two-set to none lead on La Caparal Valley. Here it's 19-13. Blackjacks need to stop the bleeding here. Big run for the Lancers. Haston will throw it over, and Ayana scores for Dawson Boyd. It was 19-13. It was a 6-0 run for Canby. And now it's stopped. The Blackjacks are serving. Hessling and getting it back over and hitting it out of bounds was number 6, Grace Hansen. And it goes out of bounds, so that's a point for Dawson Boyd. Good crowd here tonight at Dawson Boyd High School for this Camden Conference matchup. Camby with the volleyball. Cockman will throw it over on the third hit. Boffin is going to set up an attack here by Essling. Nelson blocked by Boffin or Aston. What a block by Bailey. Aston was right there too. I think that was off the hit of Hansen. So it's 19-16. Dawson Boyd down by 3 to the state-ranked Canby Lancers. Here's a drive and a kill by Grace Hansen. Grace Hansen with the kill. That's her first of the match. 20-16, Canby. Serving is Cockleman. Lund will hit it over from way in the back row, and a good decision by Cockleman to let it go. It was barely out, so a point for Canby. We played at 25. It's 21-16. Timeout by Coach Haley Grintmacher. Her second. We'll take another break. Canby leading 21-16 here in set one. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Canby just scored another point, and they lead Dawson Boyd 22-16. Cockerman serves the ball over the net for the Lancers. Hasted returns it. Nice dig there. Cockerman with the set, and a drive from the outside by Emily Nelson, and Nelson touches it again and gets the point. 23-16, Lancers. Blackjacks led for the most the first part of the set here, but Canby has just got on a big run. Served by the Lancers. Boffin quickly throws it over. Rangard saves it. Now the hit there and a drive, and we got a double hit by the Blackjacks, and it's set point for Canby. 24-16. Canby can win the set here on the next point. Goes over to net. Jorgens with it. Lund's got to get it over from the back row, and Lindsay does. Nice play by Lindsay Lund. Lancers throw it in the middle of the floor. Here's a drive by Jorgens into the net, and the Lancers win set one, 25-16. Good effort by the Blackjacks to start the set, but boy, Canby just came on strong there at the end of that set. So we will take a couple-minute break between sets here, and we'll come back with more Camden Conference volleyball between the Lancers and the Blackjacks after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Hey, this is Allie Essling from the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Well, the Camby Lancers take set one by a score of 26-16. And, boy, the Blackjacks were up 10-6 at one point. And then Camby went on like a 6-0 run there. Tied it up 13-13. Then they went on another 5-0 run. Or 4-0 run to make it 17-13. And Coach Grittmacher calling a timeout at that point. But the Blackjacks played well in that first half of the set there. Well, and give you an update out at Lacaparral Valley. The Minnesota Vikings are leading the Eagles 2-0, and they're leading 14-4 in set three. Central Minnesota Christian leading YME after one set to none, 25-16. And KMS and Lakeview have not completed their first set yet. So, here we go. Ace serve for Camby to start set two. That was Hausman with her ace serve. Remember, Camby's starting five sophomores, one junior and one senior. And they're ranked sixth in the state. Here's Perkins with a nice drive. Rangard with a dig in the back row. And hitting it across court was Cockleman. Hasted punches it deep in the corner. Running it down was Hausman, but it goes out of bounds. And that's a point for the Blackjacks. Got a lot of things going on tomorrow morning. You want to listen to Q92 for Fashionista Friday with Monica Boffin. It's Monica's 16th anniversary in business, and we're going to celebrate tomorrow morning at 9:15 from her place. There'll be a live broadcast from Monica's. Big kill there by Cockleman, 2-1. Kindop will serve. 2-1 Camby. They lead the Blackjacks 1-0. The serve from Kindop goes into Perkins, up to Anderson, and Tufto is in. She hits it over on the third hit, and returning it out of bounds, point Dawson Boyd. I think that was Cockleman with the hit. Coach Janae Wright talking with Kindop, who comes out now. The serve, nice dig there by Wollum. Back to the Blackjack side. They can't play it on the second hit. And the Lancers go up by 1.3-2. Camby in their bright orange uniforms. Here's a run jump serve. It hits the net, goes over. That's playable. And Essling does play it. Now Perkins hits it over the net. Here's the set by Cockleman. Hit by Nelson. What a dig by Boffin. Nelson's going to do it again. That time Hasted hits it high into the air, into the rafters, and it comes down, and the Blackjacks can't play it. 4-2. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. Here's the serve by Cockleman. Perkins throws it up to the front of the net, and Essling can't get there in time. 5-2. Coach Grittmacher out on the floor shouting instructions to her team. Another serve by the Lancers. That goes into Perkins again. Boffin sets up Tufto with a drive. Nice drive by Addison. Camby plays it. Boffin throws it over softly. The set blocked by Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson with a big block right in the middle of the net. Nice job by Haley. She's a senior. She comes out. Lindsay Lund off the bench to serve. Lindsay is an outstanding golfer. State caliber type golfer. And she serves that one to the net. Service there by Lund. 6-3 Camby. Camby won the first set, 25-16. Lancers serving. Wollum serves. Here's a set by Boffin, and Hasted gets it over. Oh, no, a carry called on Camby. Nice job by Hasted. Boffin set her nicely there. Bailey's playing with some stitches underneath her chin. She received in the tournament in Montevideo this past weekend. Should mention Reese Johnson, a starter for Dawson, but is not playing. She's in street clothes. She turned her ankle in the Montevideo tournament over the weekend. So that's a loss for the Blackjacks. Cockleman sets a big drive by Emily Nelson. And a point for the Blackjacks. Boy, Nelson, I tell you, these sophomores are amazing. So young and so talented. And a drive in the middle of the floor there by Grace Hansen. Dawson Boyd throws it over. Set there by Cockerman and blocked at the net. Nice hit there by Hasted. And is a good athlete. And she keeps awesome football stats for the football team on Friday night. She always gives me the stats at halftime. On the iPad. Oh, now the Lancers throw it out of bounds. And the Jacks take a one-point lead, 7-6. Serving is number 9, Rachel Jorgens. Goes into Rangard. Nice pass by Aaliyah up to the front of the net and hitting it for a point in the middle of the floor was Wollum. Wollum with a beautiful kill. That was from not even close at the net. Rangard serves, hits it over the net. Hits the net and goes over. Playable. There's Bailey Boffin for Dawson Boyd. Bailey with a kill. 8-7. Blackjacks keeping it tight here with the state-ranked Lancers. Serve goes in to number 5, Dreesen. And saving it there was Wollum. What a job by Wollum. Now she gets back, passes it up, and Kindop will throw it over. Dawson Boyd's Perkins throws it back. Here's Nelson with a big drive, and it's good. Boy, Emily can hit the volleyball. Wow. She has good timing. 8-8, folks. We are tied 8-8. Nelson with a run jump serve in the Lund. Boffin's going backwards, and a point for Canby. 9-8 Lancers retake the lead. Dawson Boyd students here. They're here in big numbers. Canby Lancer students as well for this Thursday night. Oh, look at this drive there by Hasted. Played up nicely. Blocked at the net by Hasted. Kindop throws it over. Blackjack side of the floor, and they can't play it off the net. Point Lancers. 10-8. Canby. Next broadcast tomorrow night, I'll be in Granite Falls for football. Lacaparl Valley and the Yellow Medicine East Sting, 7 o'clock kickoff. And, oh, what a dig by Rongard! That was the best dig I've seen so far this year. And the volley continues. Here's Nelson, and a drive and a kill from the back row. I think that was number four, Woolham. But what a dig by Aaliyah Rongard, sliding in the middle of the floor. They call it, might call it a pancake. She put her hand out, kept the volleyball off the floor. An athletic play there by number 18, Aaliyah Rongard. Canby leading 11-8. Driving the ball over to that was Nels Olsen. Emerson Olsen gets a kill. Nice job by the senior. Ayanna Hasted will serve, gets the whistle. Serves it in the corner. Passed up by Dreesen. Now Dreesen will hit it cross court. Here's Olsen setting up Perkins. And we got a whistle. And a point for Dawson Boyd. Somebody hit the net. Net violation on the Lancers. Got a close set here between Dawson Boyd and Canby. 11-10 Lancers. And an ace serve. An ace serve for Dawson Boyd. Ayanna Hasted. And we're tied up 11-11. Ayanna serving. Goes into the back row. Pass up to Nelson. Throws it over quick. Nice play there by Essling. Perkins with a drive from the outside. Nelson sets up Kindop with a soft touch. Hasted back sets a drive by Olsen. Whistle. Point Canby. 12-11. Lancers lead by a point. They took the first set, 25-16. Lancers serve in the Hasted. Perkins back to Ayanna. She has to get it over on the 30th, and she does. And now ball is hit by the Lancers, and it's good, 13-11. Well, this is it's not even 8 o'clock, and Mineota has defeated Lacaparl Valley at Lacaparl Valley, 3-0, 25-13, 25-14, and 25-12. So that match is over. Got a timeout on the floor here by Coach Haley Grittmacher. We'll take a commercial break. Canby leading 14-11 here in set two.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics' Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. The Canby Lancers leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 14-11 here in set two. The Lancers beat the Blackjacks in set one, 25-16. We'll pick up the action here in set two as Hausman serves. Blackjack set, Bailey Boffin, block Kindop with the block at the net. Here's a drive by number four, that's Wollum. Oh, nice play by the Blackjacks, and it hits the 10 out of bounds. Point Lancers, 17-11. A final from La Caprell Valley. Mineota swept the Eagles 3-0. Here the Lancers state ranked. They beat Blackjacks in set one, 25-16. Now we're at 17-11. And Carly Wollum just hit the ball out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd, 17-12. Blackjacks are keeping it close. They did. Actually, they were in the lead for most of the set in set one. And then Cammy just went on some two big runs to finish strong, winning 25-16. Boffin will serve. Camby returns it quickly with a big hit in the middle. Wow. That was a big kill there by Bryn Cockleman. Cockleman's fifth kill of the match. 18-12, and Kindop is serving. Goes into the back row. Essling passes up to Boffin. Hasted will hit it from the middle of the court. Back to the Camby side. Here's an outside hit there by Cockleman, and it's good again. Cockleman's having a heck of a match. Coach Haley Grittmacher calls another timeout. So we'll take a commercial break with the Lancers leading the Blackjacks, 19-12 here in set two.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Hi, this is Reese Johnson from the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you're listening to the greatest radio station in the whole wide world, Q92.
We're back here in Dawson. Timeout's over by Coach Haley Grittmacher. Lancers have a 20-12 lead here in set two. They lead 1-0, and Haley Anderson just hit it out of bounds. It's 21-12. Kindop is serving. Brooklyn, 6-foot senior, the only senior on this Lancer roster, and there's an ace serve for Kindop, 22-12. Lund will come in the back row. Kindop serves again into Lund, passes up to Boffin. Here's Essling from the middle of the floor. Nelson digs it up. Kindop back up, drive there by Cockleman. Nice dig by Lindsay Lund. And now Anderson can't play it off the net for the Blackjacks. And it's 23-12 Lancers. Brooklyn Kindop will serve again. Nice tight serve in the Hasted. Boffin with the set to Haley, and it's out. And it'll be set point for Candy. 24-12. Brooklyn will serve again. Here's a serve by Kindop to win the set. In the Essling. Essling passes up to Boffin. Perkins with a drive. Nice save there by Wollum. Play at the net, and the Lancers can't play it. Blackjacks get the points. 24-14. Or 24-13, excuse me. All right, Perkins, the freshman, is serving for Dawson Boyd. Serves it into the net, and that will give the win to Canby. 25-13 is your final in set two. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with set three from Dawson Boyd High School right after a word for our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is John Nevins, manager of the Dawson Co-op Credit Union for the past 39 years. We are proud of our history and have now grown beyond our Dawson borders. To reflect this ever-growing membership, we have changed our name to Greater Community Credit Union. Still member-owned, still same dedicated people, still same great service. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
Paul Ramo here at Dawson Boyd High School. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're going to start set three here right now as the Camby Lancers leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 2-0. They took the first set 25-16. They took the second set 25-13. And they just got the point here in the start set three. Kindop again serves. It's an ace serve for Kindop. That's her second, I believe. Let me look at the stat. That's her second ace serve of the match. Blackjacks start out strong in each set, really keeping it close. They're tied 13-13 in the first set, and then tied 11-11 in the second set. But the Camby just finishes strong after each set. There's a drive and a kill by Bryn Cockleman. Cockleman is adding up the kills here in the match. 3-0. Brooklyn Kindop, as I mentioned, the only senior. Serves, bopping. Tufto, nice play over for Addison. Back to the Lancer side. They get it over to net. And the Blackjacks can't return it. Blackjacks having a tough time passing the volleyball tonight. Kindop, number nine. Her serve goes in to Hasted. One hit over. Kindop comes up, digs it up. Here's a drive blocked at the net by Tufto. Here's Addison with a drive. Goes into the back row to Hausman. A drive from the outside by Woolham, and it's good. Carly Woolham, the sophomore. And a timeout by Coach Haley Gritmacher. And the Lancers have jumped out to a 5-0 lead on the Blackjacks here in set three. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Lancer Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92.
Hi, this is Billy Bothan. I'm from the Dawson Boy Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, it's 6-0 Camby here in set three. Lancers lead the Blackjacks 2-0. And now the Blackjacks get the point. That was Addison Tufto coming off the bench playing well. She's a junior. And Perkins is serving. She's a freshman. A lot of young volleyball players on both sides tonight. Oh, what a rolling dig by Bailey Bothan. What a play by Bothan. And now Essling gets it over on the third hit. Blocked. Hit there by number 6, Grace Hansen with the kill. Boy, Bothan and Tufto, amazing plays there for Dawson Boyd. 7-1, Camby. Here's Tufto with a drive in the middle of the floor. She gets the point. Addison Tufto, 7-2 Lancers. Lancers took the first two sets, 25-16, 25-13. Paul Ramo here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight in my new broadcast location. They have stuck me way on the top row on the visiting side now, and this is where we'll be for volleyball and basketball action all season long, and kind of a new press box area here at Dawson Boyd High School. A little different, let me tell you. Usually on the floor and close to the action. 8-2 the score. Camby leading. And the Lancers serve. Here's Tufto again. Blocked at the net there by Hansen. And the Blackjacks get the point. I think that was Essling or Lund. Nice job. That was Allison. 8-3 the score. Now Coach Haley Grittmacher talking to the floor referee. Somebody might be out of rotation here, but they're checking that. And as they do that, I want to encourage everyone to come on over to Canby this Saturday for Fall Fest. The Canby Chamber of Commerce sponsoring Fall Fest. There's going to be a lot of food. I know my good friend Brian McKean from Jim's Market and St. Peter's Catholic Church will be having a food wagon there. There's a big car show on Main Street or on the highway there. So that's this Saturday, Fall Fest in Camby. Number 9, Rachel Jorgens with the serve. Goes in, Drayson can't play it, and it's an ace serve for number 9, Rachel Jorgens. 8-5. Served by Jorgens. Goes into Rangard. Here's Cockerman with the set. And a drive by Nelson. And it's hit out of bounds by the Blackjacks. Camby will serve. This is Aaliyah Rangard. Outstanding volleyball player. She's a libero. She's 5'3 and a junior. Serve goes into Tufto. Jorgens, a little too short. Hasted couldn't get at the net. Oh, now the referees are going to say Camby was in the net, and they're going to give a point to the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks were down 8-2. Now it's 9-6. Blackjacks down by 3. And the Blackjacks are serving. Allison Essling. Serve goes into Dreesen. Lancers get it over. Here's Boffin with a big kill. Bailey Boffin hammered that one. Whoa, get out of the way. People always ask me who's the hardest hitting volleyball player I've seen. People ask me that a lot. And Taylor Reese comes to mind from Mineota. And I think it was, oh, I can't remember her name. She was from McCray a while back. 10-7. Camby serves. Here's a set. Boffin with a hit. Oh, nice dig by Wollum. And Camby, and now a whistle. And Dawson must have been in the net again. 11-7. Camby leading here in set three. They lead the Blackjacks. 2-0. Emily Nelson with her run jump serve. Goes into Tufto. Tufto hits it over on one hit from way back. And now Halstead just touches it over and then scores, and it's 11-7. Oh, wait. Now Gritton. Oh, the referees changed their mind. They're going to give the point to Camby. There's been a lot of change in minds by the referees tonight. Nelson serves again. It's high. Goes into Essling. Here's Halstead with a big drive. Oh, what a nice dig in the back row by Cockleman. Rangard with the dig, and nobody there. Emily Nelson frustrated with herself. She thought she could have got there. 12-8, Camby, set three. Number seven, Hengis, comes in for Camby. Halstead serves into the net. A service there. Central Minnesota Christian leading Yellow Medicine East 2-0. That's being played in Prinsburg. Lakeview leading KMS 2-0. Mineota has defeated La Caprile Valley out at the Eagle's Nest tonight 3-0, 25-13, 25-14, 25-12. Here it's 13-8. Make that 13-9 as Camby's Hausman had a service error there. Gives the ball back over to Dawson Boyd, where Bailey Boffin will serve. Haley Anderson comes back on the floor in rotation. Blackjacks down 2-0. They'll have to win the next three sets. Boffin throws, serves the ball off the side court out of bounds. 14-9. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the match tonight. Brooklyn Kindoff serves in the S lane. Pops it high into the air. Boffin will set up. Perkins with a drive. And it's good. Caden Perkins. That was a nice pass. Nice set by Dawson Boyd. And Perkins finished it off. She'll serve. Serve goes into Wollum. Here's a drive from the outside by Cockleman. Whistle, point Canby. 15-10. Here's a run jump serve by Cockleman. Boffin will set up Tufto, and Addison fanned on it and makes it 17-10. Canby students making a lot of noise. Cockleman serves again into the net. Bryn, service there for the Lancers. And it's, well, they got to change the scoreboard. Tufto is going to serve for Dawson Boyd. Here's a serve by Tufto. It's long out of bounds. Point Lancers. Well, next week, Dawson Boyd's going to have homecoming festivities all week long, and as is La Caprile Valley. Camby serves. They lead 17-11. There's a big hit by Halstead. Wow, Ayanna got a hold of that one. 17-12. Blackjacks trying to keep it close here. Rachel Jorgens comes off the bench to serve for Coach Haley Grittmacher. The serve is high, goes into the back row. Cockerman sets up a drive there by Dreesen. Here's Essling down the side. What a hit by Allison. 5 kills for Essling in the match, 17-13. Boy, I was up in Orangeville on Tuesday, and we went 5 sets, and it was a thriller. La Caprile Valley was down 0-2 to the Trojans, and they came back. There's a kill by Dreesen, blocked out of bounds by Dawson Boyd, 18-13. Yeah, the La Caprile Valley Eagles came back on Tuesday after being down 0-2. And the serve by Rangarten, and it hit Bothan right in the face, right in the chin. Coach Grittmacher asking if she's all right, because Bailey's got stitches underneath her chin from being injured in the tournament in Montevideo on Saturday. 19-13, we got a carry called. Double hit there on the Blackjacks. 20-13, Camby here in set three. Rangard wearing the blue uniform, not the orange one. She's the libero player. Oh, nice tip by Bothan over to net. And here's Emily Nelson with a big drive, and it's good. Nelson with another kill. Coach Grittmacher's going to call a timeout. It's 21-13, Camby, here in set three. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader, blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics, from our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases. Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Hi, this is Bailey Bothan. I'm from the Dawson Boy Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
All right, 21-14, Camby leading Dawson Boyd here in set three. Blackjacks took the first two sets, 25-16, 25-13. Essling serves. Set by Cockerman. A drive there by Dreesen. Blackjacks return it. Rangard throws it in the back row to Tupto. Here's Bothan from the outside. Rangard with the dig. Nelson throws it over for Camby. 22-14 Lancers. Camby comes in ranked number 6 in Class A. Here's a run jump serve by Nelson. Goes in the S lane. Bothan will set up tough though to get it over the net. She does. Chasing it down there was Wollum. Now Kindop throws it over. Tupto can't play in the back row. 23-14. Excuse me. Emily Nelson, the sophomore, serves the ball into Perkins. Set, Hasted on the third try. Back to the Lancer side. Nelson sets up Kindop. And the referees say Camby. Boy, that was a long delay. And it's match point for the Camby Lancers, 24-14. And Emily Nelson will try to close it out here for Camby tonight. Here's the serve by Nelson. Goes into Tufto, backwards. And the Blackjacks can't play it over. And Camby wins it 25-14. And they sweep the Blackjacks tonight, 3-0. We will take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Canby Lancers sweep the Blackjacks tonight, 25-16, 25-13, 25-14. You know, Dawson Boyd, they hung tough with the Lancers for the first half of each set, but the Lancers just finished so strong. And joining me is Janae Wright of the Lancers. Congratulations, Janae.
Thanks. We're happy the girls played well.
You're losing your voice.
Yes, I don't know if it's starting to teach or getting back into the coaching mode in season, but, yep, I never usually have a voice at this time. But that's all right.
That's all right. Talk about your win tonight. What were you happy with?
I guess we usually do not play very well here, and tonight I thought the girls just brought it, and I don't know, they worked together. We tried some new things, different combinations, and just proud of the girls on how composed they play because this is good for us.
Talk about Brooklyn Kindup, your only senior.
Yes, I thought she brought it. She served well. She put up a good block, got some touches, and we ran her more in the middle again, and she just had a really awesome night. I'm very proud of her and the team.
Your setters, they do such a good job of setting.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They really can bring it, and, you know, we really don't have to rely on one hitter. We can just spread it out. We tell them where to put it, and sometimes they are creative, and they even surprise me sometimes because they were able to get to all right sides, middles, and lefts, and very proud of those guys, too.
It sounded like a broken record during the match, but I don't know how many times I said, folks, they're playing five sophomores out there. That's amazing.
It is neat, and it's nice to be young, you know, and these girls are hungry, so it's just, they're such a coachable group and just a pleasure to coach the whole, and I think it's nice to have a young team.
Yep, that's for sure. Emily Nelson impresses me, too,
the way
she plays.
She's very aggressive, very competitive, as you probably saw, too, but she brings it, so along with Bryn Hockelman, and we've got junior Leah Rangard, too, that did well. She had some nice digs, and, man, I was proud of Brooke. She had that one dig, I think, in the first set, and usually middle backs do not have that or a middle blocker, so He had a nice dig for us and thought you played very well.
I'm going to name Neon Needles player of the game, Brooklyn Kindop, your senior at the net.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yep.
And, yeah, one senior, but, yeah, she brings it, and she fits in just well, nice, puts up with these young kids, but she fits in very well with this young group.
Good. It's impressive. I think you just get better and better as the season goes with.
Right. We just completed our first week of season play, and then we go hard next week, and then we're back to the cities for another good tournament.
Well, I have September 28th circled. I know you don't like to do this, but I have September 28th. I'm going to be in Canby because Minnesota's going to be there.
Oh, geez. You know, and that's interesting you told me the date because that's something we do not focus on, and I've told you this before. We take one game at a time, and we're done with this week. And then our coaching staff and us will prepare for next week.
All right. Janae, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And, hey, I think I'm going to see you next week at La Caparo.
Awesome. We love when Ramo's in town.
All
awesome.
Right. Thanks, Janae.
Okay, thanks.
And get Brooklyn come up
I will
little
do
bit
that.
After.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yep. That's Janae Wright, head coach of the Canby Lancers. They improved to 6-3 on the season. And with me now is Dawson Boyd Blackjack head coach, Haley Gritmacher. You know, I just told Janae, Haley, you know, the Blackjacks played tough. I mean, the first half of each set, you know, 13-13, 11-11, 15-10.
Yeah, absolutely. We've kind of been in a slump, and obviously we've only been playing for 2 weeks. But we played better tonight.
Yep,
I was a lot happier with that. Tuesday night we went to Lakeview, and we didn't have any energy. We didn't have any drive. We weren't really going after the ball. And, you know, these girls, they want it, and they're going to find a way somehow, some way. We knew that Canby was going to be tough. Obviously, they're a state-ranked opponent. But I thought the girls came out here, and they played a lot better.
Yeah. I was impressed with Tuff, though, off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's a junior, plays JV as well for us. But last year, she got a lot of playing time in middle back, playing back row. And this year hasn't had as many opportunities just because we have two senior middles. So in set two, I moved her to the right side, pulled her off the bench, and put her in on the right side. It just needed a bigger block. Carly Wallum can jump through the roof, and we knew that we needed a bigger block to stop her. And she was able to actually come in and provide a little offense for us. And then senior middle blocker Haley Anderson kind of struggled a little bit in the front row tonight. So we ended up switching those two in the third set, putting Haley on the right side and Addie in the middle. And she was able to get a little bit of offense there as well. So that was really fun to be able to have her come off the bench and have some success.
All right. Talk about what else were you happy with? You know, you did some good things well.
Yeah, I thought we served aggressive too. We've talked about that. Senior outside hitter Allie Essling has really struggled with her serve lately. And she came in warm-ups, and I was like, all right, I need six balls right here. Let's go. We tweaked just a couple things in her serve, and honestly, I don't think she missed a serve tonight. So I'm super happy with her leadership and her ability. Yeah, missed one serve, had one ace, okay, at least 10 serves. So really happy with her ability to just come out of that mental funk. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I said, you guys competed with them really well the first halves.
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to come out and pass the ball strong. Towards the second half of the game, some of those strong swings from the Lancers caught us off guard, and we sent a couple overpasses that maybe we wish we could have had back.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, when do you play next?
Next week is homecoming for the Blackjacks. We play Monday night against Hancock at home.
Yep,
and they just took down CGB in 4. So we're hoping to come away with some positivity there. Tuesday night we play in Granite. They're a young squad this year, so again, hoping to play tough. And then Thursday night we play against Tracy, another young squad.
Ooh, got a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of action next week. So we're excited for a big week of homecoming next week.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Haley. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the coverage. We appreciate it.
Love being here. They got me in a new spot up here.
I know. It's crazy. they're making some updates, and we got the video huddle rolling on YouTube. Good things to come here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Haley.
Thank you.
Haley Gritmacher, head coach of the Blackjacks, and Canby wins it 3-0 tonight. And with me right now is the player of the game, the Neon Needles player of the game, Brooklyn Kindop. Brooklyn says, I mentioned, I don't know how many times during the broadcast, the only senior on the roster, Brooklyn. What's it like? Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really been good this year. For our team especially, we've been together for so many years because we've been rebuilding and rebuilding. And it seems like, even though I'm the only senior, it seems like everyone's as an equal.
Right. Yeah, talk about your match tonight. Your setter's giving you the ball and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've been really working on running more specialty hits, especially as we face more difficult teams like we have been.
Yeah.
Especially against Dawson, too. They're really scrappy. They're good at picking up the ball, and so it really kind of flustered us, and we had to keep moving our feet quick to try and run more hits.
Yeah. Do the younger girls, the sophomores, they look up to you, and you help them during the season, or have you put in a lot of time during the summer?
Yeah, we have. We've done many, like, team bonding things. We've done the camp for weeks, and we've just been with each other almost every day this summer.
Are you having fun playing?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun together.
All right. So what's up next for you guys, you know? Thursday, Friday, next week?
Yep, Tuesday we play KMS at Camby, and then next Thursday we play at Lacaparro.
That's right, at Lacaparro.
And then we go to the cities.
Oh, you do, for a tournament?
Yep.
Okay, wow. And then you got Mineota. I got that date circled, the 28th, Camby.
Yeah, that's our homecoming week. That's
a
tough one.
Oh, that's your homecoming week.
Yep, we play McCrae on the Tuesday and Mineota on that Thursday, both at home.
Wow, so I'll be there Thursday. We'll be broadcasting that one. I won't miss it, so. You have an outstanding team, a young team, and you know, you're the only senior, and you're a great leader, Brooklyn. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On that, so yeah, so enjoy the Neon Needles T-shirt there.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And let's snap a picture as we always do here. So Brooklyn Kindop, the Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. Thanks, Brooklyn.
Yep. Thank you.
The bus is probably waiting for you. You better get going.
Yeah. Hopefully they won't leave me.
Okay, thanks, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Brooklyn Kindop of the Lancers. And that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight as the janitors are cleaning up the gyms already. Let me run through some scores quick. Mineota defeated Lacaparro Valley tonight 3-0, 25-13, 25-14, 25-12. Looks like Heron Lake Okobina currently beating RTR, the fourth-ranked team in the state. They're going into a fourth set. Central Minnesota Christian swept YME 3-0. Lakeview currently, well, it looks like they'll beat KMS 3-0 as well. Those are just some of the matches in the Camden Conference tonight. Our next broadcast will happen tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff from Granite Falls High School. It's Lacaparro Valley and Yellow Medicine in high school football. So tune in for that. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Appreciate that. Once again, your final score here in Dawson. The Camby Lancers, they won all three sets, 25-16, 25-13, and 25-14. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds,
Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
"How old do you think I am?" he said. I said, "Well, I didn't know." He said, "I turned 65 about 11 months ago.